Today we're building a Soul Pride style air horn hit blend in Ableton Live 12 with that rude pirate radio energy that fits perfectly in jungle and old school DNB. Now, right from the start, think of the sound as a foreground stamp, not a lead instrument. We're not trying to write a melody here. We're making a short, aggressive, attention-grabbing hit that lands like somebody just shouted through a rooftop sound system. That's the vibe. In a DNB arrangement, this kind of horn works best as a drop accent, a phrase marker, or a call and response hook. You'll hear it right before the drop, on the first beat of a new section, or answering the drums and bass during a roller. The whole point is contrast. If the track is busy and moving, the horn gives the listener a clear moment to lock onto. Let's keep this beginner-friendly and use stock Ableton tools. First, create a new MIDI track and name it Horn Blend. If you want to keep things organized, group any layers you use into that track or a rack later. Start simple. One main horn sound and one support layer. You can use a sample from your library, or you can build it with Simpler or Wave Eatable if you want to synthesize it. If you're using a sample, pick something with a strong attack and a dirty mid-range tone. In old-school jungle, you want attitude more than polish. This should feel like it came off a pirate tape, not a clean pop brass section. Set the clip short. Usually an eighth note to a quarter note is enough. We want impact, not a sustained note. Now build the tone with a basic device chain. Put EQ 8 first. High pass the horn around 120 to 180 Hz, so it stays out of the sub area. That low end belongs to the kick and bass. If the horn sounds muddy, dip around 250 to 450 Hz by a couple of decibels. If it feels too sharp, soften the 2.5 to 5 kHz range a little. And if it needs more bite, a small boost somewhere around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz can help it cut through. Next, add saturator. Give it a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB to start, and turn soft clip on. The key here is to make it denser and louder in a musical way, not just turn it up. Indeed, DNB mastering terms, this matters because horn hits can spike the mix really fast. Saturation helps it feel powerful without smashing the limiter later. After that, use utility. Bring the width down if the sample is too spread out. A range from 0 to 60% is a good starting point. The more mono safe the sound is, the more reliable it'll be in a club, on headphones, or on a small pirate radio style speaker. If it disappears in mono, it's too dependent on stereo tricks. Now for the blend part. Add a second layer under or beside the main horn. This is where the sound starts to feel special. Good beginner options are a reversed horn, a short brass stab, a vocal shout texture, a noisy ride tail, or a filtered white noise burst from operator or analog. Keep that second layer quieter than the main sound. Usually 8 to 15 dB lower is a good ballpark. High pass it around 200 to 300 Hz, so it doesn't clutter the low end, and keep the tail short if it rings too long. If you use operator noise, set the attack to 0, the decay around 80 to 200 milliseconds, sustain at 0 and a short release. That gives you a nice burst of aggression without turning it into a wash. The reason this works so well in jungle is that the main horn gives you identity, while the second layer gives you texture and impact. Old school DNB loves stack transients and rough top end detail. That little extra layer can make the whole thing feel like a weapon instead of just a sample. Now let's think about timing. Put the horn on the grid first, then nudge it by feel if needed. In DNB, timing is everything. Even a slightly late horn can lose its authority. A strong default is to place it on beat 1 of a 16-bar drop. You can also put it just before the drop on the last eighth note of the build-up, or use it as a response to the snare on beats 2 or 4. If you want that pirate radio feel, don't overuse it. One hit every 4 bars can work, or a 2-hit phrase with one on bar 1 and another on bar 3. The horn should feel like a marker, not wallpaper. If the sample has too much tail, trim it in Simpler or shorten it in the clip view. Keep it punchy. You want the attack to speak immediately. Now let's give it control and shape with compression or drum-style processing. If you want a harder edge, use drum bus. Keep drive moderate, around 5 to 15%. Leave boom off, and use transients only a little if it needs more snap. If you want something smoother, use glue compressor with a 2 to 1 ratio, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. We are not trying to flatten the horn. We want it compact. In a dense DNB mix, the drums, sub, and bass already take up a lot of space. The horn just needs to cut through with attitude. Now the mastering mindset part. Keep the horn out of the sub range and keep your mix headroom clean. Leave the track peaking around minus 6 dB while you build. Don't chase loudness too early. If the horn makes the master clip, Lower the horn's track gain or clip gain first. Don't try to solve everything with a limiter. Also check mono. If the horn falls apart in mono, pull back the width or simplify the layers. Pirate Radio Energy still has to survive on small speakers, and a good horn should still feel rude even when the playback system is tiny. Now let's add movement. Automation is what makes this sound feel alive. You can automate EQ 8 cutoff, saturator drive, utility width, or short reverb send. For a classic jungle build, slightly close the filter before the drop, then open it sharply on the downbeat. That tiny move can make the horn feel like it's charging into the section. A nice beginner automation move is to send a little short reverb only on the last hit of a phrase. Don't wash it out. Just enough to create a tail and make the transition feel bigger. You can also widen the horn a bit on the hit and pull it back narrow afterward. That's a simple way to create emphasis without making the mix messy. Now place the horn inside a full arrangement. Try it against chopped breakbeats, a rolling sub or a reese, and maybe a little atmospheric pad or vinyl texture. A good example structure is an 8-bar intro, then an 8-bar build, then the drop on bar 17. Put the horn right on the first downbeat, then bring it back again a few bars later. In old-school jungle, these strong cues help the listener feel the phrase movement. It's part of the energy. If your track is more of a roller, use the horn less often. One strong hit every 8 or 16 bars can be more effective than constant repetition. The more special it feels, the harder it hits. Now do a quick master check. Listen for a few things. Does the horn jump out too much? Does it make the snare lose punch? Does the sub feel smaller when it hits? Does the top end get harsh on headphones? If yes, make small fixes. Lower the horn by 1 to 3 dB. Narrow it a little. Or cut a bit more around 3 to 4 kHz if it's masking the snare crack. In DNB mastering, subtraction is usually the smartest move. Small adjustments often solve the problem. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't leave too much low end on the horn. Don't make it too wide. Don't drown it in reverb. Don't let it fight the snare. And don't overcompress it. This sound needs attack. If you squash it too much, it loses the rude energy that makes it work. If you want it darker and heavier, cut a little around 6 to 8 kHz. If you want more grime, add a touch more saturator drive or drum bus crunch. And once you like the result, resample it. Record the horn to audio, then re-import it. That makes it easier to trim the tail, reverse it, or chop it into new rhythmic shapes. Here's a great practice move. Build three versions of the same horn hit. Make one clean, one dirty, and one pirate radio style. Keep the same drum loop and sub, and compare all three in context. The best version is the one that feels dangerous without overpowering the mix. So the big takeaway is this. Make the horn short, layer it carefully, keep it out of the low end, place it with intention, and use slight automation to give it movement. In jungle and old school DNB, the best horn hit is the one that feels like a signal flare. Loud, rude, memorable, and still clean enough to let the drums and bass do their job. If you want, I can turn this into a follow-up lesson with an Ableton rack chain and a simple 16-bar arrangement template.